Good morning. I'm up in the hammock. I drove up here. It's just Norm. And it's Saturday. You ever hear of TGIF? Thank God it's Friday. Well, I propose that we start saying, thank God it's Saturday. For this is truly the day of peace, gentleness, serenity, and reprieve from the week. I'm a little bothered by that gentle mechanical sound you hear in the background there. I did, after all, drive up here to get quiet, solitude, ambience. But it is not a perfect world, nor is it Norman's. So I will have to deal with it. I started off at one of the central entrances to Hammock Park. It is a wood path bridge, but alternatively, before going into the park, there are a couple of Little League baseball fields and a dirt trail heading east. It's an unnamed trail, and so I take it eastbound and grab just a piece of sidewalk, which now is taking me northbound to the Highlander Pool. Did you hear it stop just now? I don't know what it is. I guess it's better than traffic, right? Now there's just, oh, I see what it is. It's a guy with a leaf blower cleaning up the park. So now I'm on this little small spit of a trail length. It's an up and down for almost no length at all, but it feels good to run through it. And it spills me out by the tennis courts, which I completely forgot about. But it is full of people getting their game on. I circle back around to that northbound sidewalk. Which curls now to the east. And I will take this up to the Dunedin Fine Arts Cultural Center, which will put me on a roadway called Michigan Boulevard, which I will run westbound to the northernmost entrance of the trail, Cedar Trail, and start my foray into the real woods. So let's come back on the other side of some of this gentle suburbia, where we hopefully will have true silence and stillness, crunching of leaves, and more eye candy. I'll see you in a couple minutes, okay? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? You didn't recognize me for a moment, did you?
It was the Aunt Jemima look.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I wasn't notified, or I didn't give approval for a new station here.
You didn't get the memo?
No.
Well, why did you take yourself off the list?
How long have you had this? How are you?
Good.
Yeah, you didn't recognize me either.
I didn't see.
Yeah, I got old. How you been?
Good. Good to see you, brother. Good.
How's the new station here?
It's good.
Good? Same layout as the other one?
No, it's actually a Station 8.
Oh, okay. So that one's still in service?
No. It's the parks. They gave it back to the park 30 years later.
Really?
You could actually fit the other station in about half of this station. So,
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's huge.
So how's the DFD treating you guys?
Still here.
Yeah? Are you counting the years to retirement?
Really? I mean, I know what they are.
Yeah. 2 years, 2 months.
You?
He is, absolutely.
2 years, 2 months, really?
Yeah. 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Uh-huh.
Damn, I'm feeling older by the second here. Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave in 2 years? Are you going to stay on for...
If I get promoted, I'll probably stay. But
yeah. Is there still a drop plan?
Yes. In fact, drop, you can go 25 and then drop. 5 more. It used to be 25 was the max. But you can actually go 30 years if you really want to.
You know who stops at my house still? Brad Williams.
Doesn't really.
Once in a while, he'll stop and he'll... If I'm not home, I'll say to my wife, hey, is Norm still here? Is he still running? All this kind of stuff. And he looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he does.
Does he come by the station?
No, never.
No, he's mailman now around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the city mailman.
I thought he was in parks doing heavy labor.
He was, and then he retired from that. Because he did 10 years in that?
He was, yeah.
And then went to part-time.
He invested in six.
And is doing the...
He's got to be a millionaire, right?
So, well, he's got how many kids?
I don't remember.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, well, nice to see you guys. I'm going to get back on this run.
Yeah.
Where did you start from your house?
No, I got lazy this morning. I usually run here from my house and run around the Hammett Park. But
that's insane.
It's my medicine. My medicine, really. It's like, by the time I'm finished, it's endorphins, you know, I feel better. But this morning I was lazy, so I drove up here. So I ran, by the baseball fields, ran here, and then I'll catch Cedar Trail and run all through there. There's some really cool trails
there. There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty soon my knees will be shot and I'll have to start walking them. For right now.
How are they now?
They ache. Yeah.
They're like they're 52?
52 or 40. You know, I don't feel 52. I feel really good. I mean, I don't know what 52 is supposed to feel like. I see people my age in 60s and they look like they're 75.
Yeah, barely moving. Yeah, I know.
Those are pretty young and hard.
Yeah.
Do you still run?
No, I'm too heavy to run.
You were running when you were heavy before, and you look like you lost a little.
I'm way over.
Really?
I'm well over 3.
Yeah?
Until I get under 3, I'm not going to look at my track. No.
But have you lost since I've seen you?
No. Oh,
you look thinner.
I'm a fatty, fat, fat, so.
Yeah? Sorry to interrupt, gentlemen.
No, I'm going to go. Hey, nice to see you guys.
You good, Norm.
Take care. Be safe. Nice to see you, Mark. Grass Osprey Loop is what I'm on now. Just throwing off all expectations of mileage and or time and or speak. It's nice to see the guys from the fire department. I haven't seen them probably in about 10 years, close to 10 years. I would be retiring from there now if I had stayed. But there's a different calling in life for me, so that's okay. The frisbee golf net. Hear that? This is usually the wooden footpath I take as I leave the park and get on Pinellas Trail. Today, I'm using it as a loop to go back into the trail. Let's take a picture. This is a bat house. I'm gonna set this down. I'll give you a picture of the sign first. Let's get the whole thing. Bat house itself. Yeah. I'm gonna walk break so I can do that. There are multiple pictures that I'm interested in taking. And I'm fighting the urge within me. I'm quelling the little messages that I'm getting in my mind that say, you've only done so many miles. You've been out here for X amount of time and you haven't got much accomplished. That's the it's not subliminal. I recognize those thoughts. And I'm rejecting those messages. That's what I'm doing. Let's take this street. I'm gonna take this little street. It's Douglas Avenue, which is, I don't even know if you could qualify it as a block away from getting back on the trail. I'm gonna take this south and then turn east and get on Sugarberry Loop East and run that ditty. While I often like to have a distinct tracing that shows a circular out and back or a linear run with no lines crossed, today will look as though I'm a bit batty, and the tracing will show that I've essentially run around in tiny circles. But again, I have to throw off my cares or my impressions about what the map will look like. What I want is to gather up exponentially buckets of peace, serenity, endorphins in a unique experience of running and solitude. That's my goal. That's my goal today. I want to run and return to a union with my soul as I traverse these little trail circles and listen to birds chirp. Listen to the sound of my own. Click, clap, patter, pat, tap, tap. Running in the joy and enjoy the joy of my breath heaving in and out to agree in concert with my soul that I am indeed breathing the very best quality of life and the experience of such. I am very wordy, aren't I? I don't mean to be. I just want to try to find the best adjectives and superlatives I can to describe my experience. I think I've gotten a good catch up on podcasts with the addition of some new ones and falling behind in some others. I'm definitely caught up with my dear friend, a man I think quite highly of, the Running Jackal, and his podcasts. I listened to two yesterday that were particularly, the word I described as I shared them was particularly heartwarming in one episode in which he cooked for Stanley and his wife. Was it Violet? I'm sorry if I got the name wrong. Stanley and Violet, I think. Very heartwarming, with a very apropos selection of music. And as well, I listened to the Freedom Run, in which he talked about the glory zone, running lightly. I think it might be equivalent to my verbiage in which I describe rhythm and steady state. It's all what word you choose. It's that state of consciousness as you're engaged in the activity of the run and your placement of yourself within nature and its confines. Yeah, that's a loose definition. So I'm back in the trail now. And if I said Sugarberry Loop East before, I meant to say Sugarberry Loop West. I'm in the West Circle. So let me read something to you. I hate to read, but let me do it anyway, because last time I was up in here, I told you I wanted to study the trail more. And I've been making an effort to do that, so let's just read this little thing here. Alright, so we talked a little bit about live oak and cabbage palm last time. So, it says here, there's multiple stations within the loop, okay? So we described station one and, most of one. So station two and three, I want to read to you, because it's kind of interesting. It says, the trail was named for the sugarberry tree, or hackberry, a member of the elm family. A double-stemmed specimen grows a few feet in back of the post. Those are the trail posts that name it. And there are others nearby and throughout the hammock. Sugarberries reach a height of over 60 feet. The bark is pale gray with numerous small warts, and the thin, light green leaves are shed in the winter. The berries are sweet, hence the name sugarberry, and provide food for the wildlife. I want to read this part here. Station 3, oak stub. This stub, blackened by fire of unknown time and origin, has some 10 feet tall. I'm sorry, was some 10 feet tall when the trail was opened in November 74. Since then, the top part has broken away. Notice the textural design of the remaining portion. And across from there, you can see an uprooted oak tree, especially interesting because of its large side branches touching the ground, took root, and is growing upright, looking like a second tree. So this explains, let me get back to running. This explains, which I've often wondered aloud while I'm running here, some of these big trees that are lying on its side are broken off, and I've wondered, did lightning hit it? When was the tree damaged? And why was the tree damaged? These trees that are broken off and lying on its side have more or less, and there's many of them, not just on Sugarbear Trail, there's many of them, more or less been like that since the 70s. I don't know which ones were hit or uprooted and when, but some of them have some real length behind them. I'm seeing them to my right and left all over as I continue down Sugarberry. At the end of Sugarberry, where there's a picnic shelter, a playground for the kids, and a water fountain. And let's go visit that water fountain. Hello. That's Mama with the kids. I'm a little backwards with my run cycles. I heard the chirp and stopped. I think I ran through a walk break, and I should have ran through this run section, but I'm at the water fountain, so let's get a sip or two. Ice cold. Imagine that. It's so bizarrely refreshing. All right. So now I'm walking away from the water fountain towards the picnic shelter, and I've got two choices. I could head north again on this unknown little loop of trail and kind of cover that bog walk and over by the Frisbee Osprey Loop Trail, or I could turn right and get back on the main, I think it's Skinner or Grant. I always get those two mixed up. Let's see what this trail is. This is Boardwalk Trail. Oh, wait a minute. It's Boardwalk and what else? Let's see if it's two things here. It's Boardwalk, so let's take this. I'm gonna run, because I know it's a run section. I'll probably run through the next walk break, see if I can get back on track. And I'm going to approach this wooden footpath over the bog, which will take me back by the Bird Observatory. Hello. Is a walker or hiker? Metal section here over a good portion of stream. I'll be back on Cedar Trail when I get off of this. And my footing on here is a little slippery because there's humidity and dew, moisture and rain remnant on the wooden path. The wood is worn, so there's not a lot of grip or traction. Now I'm at Osprey and back in the dirt, which gives me a better footing. Alright, so that's run, so I'm gonna keep running. so much beauty here. I'm fighting within myself not to stop and take more photos, because that little voice is telling me, keep running, keep working hard. There's a balance that I'm searching for here. But overall, I'm enjoying the pursuit of the balance, and I'm enjoying my time up in the hammock. This was sorely, sorely needed in my life this week. Is turn right or left? I started to turn right, but I saw that I was close to Sugarberry again, so I found a little loop, and now I'm running eastbound on Skinner, which is a wide double track next to a stream, which is gorgeous, which I want to take a picture of. Now I'm going to take a right on Oak Trail. I usually go straight down Skinner and catch Grant, but because I'm trying to be more exploratory, make little wiggles and waggles, I'll take Oak. Oak is treacherously rooty. I'm gonna take it anyway. I'm not in a race. I'm not even looking at the watch. I just wanna cover quality distance. I smell, believe it or not, you're gonna think I'm nuts. I'll tell you what I smell. I smell marijuana. Somebody's been back here walking the trail and smoking. I have a tremendous nose. If you've ever seen a picture of me, you'll know that, well, you've probably often wondered if I have any face behind my nose. And it's true, I do have some face, but I can smell things. Very subtle aromas. And now I think my ending Oak. Let's see. I'm coming to the end, and it says Klein. I took a right on Klein when I was inclined to take a left, because I want to explore more of the smaller, lesser traveled trails that I've been on before, but I just usually don't take. This is narrow, single track, but no roots. Where's this gonna intersect? Will it be Palm, or will it circle all the way back up to Grant? Looks like I'm circling. But there's beautiful visions. Air potato, it says. Good morning, how are you? Runner, and yes, it took me back up to Skinner, and it's okay. I'm gonna head eastbound again, but this time I will pass Oak and head all the way to Grant. There's a young man running just now. feeling good. One breath at a time. Trying to stay within this moment and not get caught up in all of my simultaneous worlds. My simultaneous worlds are a world of busyness, of family, of vocation, of running, of thinking, of business, of chores, of hopes and dreams for the future. It's a lot that goes inside, that goes on inside this tangled web up in my cranium. I'm trying to shut out those unnecessary and unneeded thoughts and stay with what inspires me to think of beauty and serenity in this moment. I'm passing by Palm, and I will go past it. I will not take Palm south. I can continue to run east, then south, then catch Palm at its southern end. At some point, I'm really gonna have to grab some photos. Just did look at my watch, and it says that I'm approaching 3 miles. Part of me says that's probably reasonable, and the other part of me says, geez, Norm, that's all. But if I'm to return back to my mantra of quality over quantity, then I say, yay for such, because the quality is supreme at this point. Grant Trail South. These two names, Grant and Skinner, were prominent citizens early on in Dunedin's history. I know this because I read about them a long time ago. And also, there are numerous streets in downtown Dunedin named Grant and Skinner. I should research them again to update one of the details of their life. The Bay Trail is roped off as I travel south. That's a very narrow one I almost never take. I kind of wish I could, since I'm on this exploring regimen. Same runner and I just crossed paths. He looks like he's, I don't know, 19 or 20 years young. I just had a thought about my run walk timer, because as you may have just heard it ring, I thought I was due for a walk break, but obviously I'm either getting them mixed up, or what's happening is that I am, or obviously what may be happening is that the watch is getting a bit loopy again, maybe because I'm running in such loops and it's confusing the whole mechanism with mileage and walk breaks. I don't know. It seemed like I should have had more miles, but anyway, one run last week, I think. It may have been last Monday. I noticed the run walk timer was repeating itself, and I was getting like two walk breaks or two run sections. So that might be what's going on here. So I decided that what I was doing today, anyway, was looking towards the break, projecting when I'd be able to walk again. And instead of doing that, I decided to ignore that thought and just keep running and staying in this present moment. And now I will take a one walk break. I ran off of Grant and took Harris Trail, which pours out into one of the southern entrances of the park. Okay, I'm gonna stop a second here. I'll see you on the other side. I'm gonna try my hand at making a little film here. Just I'll show you. You can see me in the reflection there. Let's get rid of that. This is like the signpost just before I go into Harris Trail. Air potato leaf eating beetle. It's hard to see. Excuse the beginning of this because the sun was in my eyes. And there's a microphone wire. So this is Harris Trail. More southern central entrance to the park. See some of these broken dead limbs. Some of the tall oaks, I'm sorry. And I take this little ditty right around a little curl to a metal bridge. And on to, no, I've never taken this trail. I don't think it's really a trail, but look, it says, there's Harris, of course, but then it says Lake Trail, and there's no real trail that you could get through. Look, it just kind of clumps off. I could be running, I should be running, but I'm trying to still the camera so you can get a good idea instead of a big blur. I have to try to be mindful that I'm still recording for my podcast. So am I saying anything that's full of drudgery or repetitive in things I've said prior? Or if I'm telling you something new and titillating, which I highly doubt. So now here's the little metal bridge I told you about. And I think what I'll do is after I get over it, I'll start my run back up. But it's just a short little ditty. And then to the north, I have this calm little stream that goes for about a quarter of a mile that way, the trail. And to the south, same thing, except the overhanging palmetto branches, I think that's what they are, obscure the rest of the stream. That's the trail that I'll be going down. And you can't tell from here, but it's a little bit of an incline. So let's see if I can capture some video while running and make it somewhat viewable. I'll go kind of slow here. Muddy puddles. Going slow, but I'm trying to give you a feel for the run. It's a walk break, but I'm going to run through that because I know I just ran through a... Can you tell the elevation that's going on here? It's subtle, but it's meaningful to my body anyway. There's a little tributary. That's a Palmetto Trail. Goes down that way. But I'm gonna stay here. I think I'll take you with me up this trail and around to where I enter back into the middle of the woods. These woods. Now this is that, well, you can't even see the stream over that way. Maybe when I get up to the top, I can show you. Trying to hold this against the wind, get up this little hill, give you something watchable. Multitasking.
On your right.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Some basic list. And I was just all over this trail. I'm glad he called me out. So you see the way he kind of went around that circle? That's where I'm going. Let me show you. And then I'm gonna stop this little camera show. So I'm just walking right now. Just finished trying to make a little video. I did make a little video. I hope it comes out okay. I'm gonna review it. But I'm just walking so I can stop and look at things. You know, I'm doing a little bit of hiking in a very wordy way. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's beautiful. There's some running, there's some hiking going on here today. It's not just one all-out endurance run, but it's good. I think pretty soon I'm gonna, we're in the meditation area. Let's take a picture of that. Nice. You know, I found this little spot the other day. It's behind the Lady of Lourdes Church. And I'm just gonna stop for a moment here. I've done a lot of stopping today, but I'm gonna say that's okay. I'm fulfilling my soul. Everything about this morning has been slow. From the late start I got to arriving up in the park and slowly sipping my coffee, probably for 30 minutes or so. To walking around the baseball fields, readying myself for the run, and
activity pause.
Yeah, let's pause that. Finally getting on the run, stopping and talking with my buddies at the fire station, getting to the beginning of the trail. Out of the trail over to Sugarberry. I'm just lazily working my way through a communion of heart and soul with some profuse sweating. You know, I just noticed I didn't give you a weather report at the beginning of this, which I almost always do. But current conditions, hot and muggy. Norman, soaked from head to toe right now. But it's good. It's not... middle of the day, the sun is not overhead bearing down on me. I have tree cover and some cloud cover, and it's not oppressive. So, Let's pause this for a second. I'm coming into that powder sand portion of Palm Trail. Makes it just a bit trickier to run in. Well, not tricky, harder. I certainly won't trip and fall in powder sand like I will over roots, but it makes it a little bit tougher to run through it, which is good. It's all good. That's it. I'm through the powder stand and back into the packed dirt, crossing Kettle's Trail and moving up Palm. So I guess the communion of my heart and soul has been achieved, and it's all only a benefit and bonus from here. But I choose to stop talking and enjoy the rest of this run. Not that I haven't enjoyed it so far, just want to cultivate a little bit more soul. So until I see you kids again, or talk to you kids again, with much love, this is Just Norm. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.